Playing today's hits and yesterday's favorites, this is Jam FM. It is time once again for Town Talk. Today speaking with Larry Harvey from Royal Canadian Legion Branch 429 here in Wawa. First of all, Larry, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Oh, that's great to have your support, Daniel.
So we are nearing the end of the month, and that means that we're nearing the start of the Poppy campaign.
Yes, that's right. It's going to begin on Friday. It's always the last Friday in October. And people on Friday will see Poppy boxes out on counters, various places around town. They'll also receive the Poppy flyer in their mailbox. Go on Friday as well. The main reason of the flyer is for people who want to purchase wreaths especially. You can make a donation to that flyer, to the Poppy Fund, or the branch itself, but it's to get the information on the wreaths.
Is there a particular deadline for that?
Remembrance Day is on a Friday this year, and it depends whether the wreaths are going to go to Hawk Junction or Wawa. So Hawk Junction, the Legion joins a church service in town every year on the Sunday before Remembrance Day. This year it'll be at the United Church, and the Ladies Auxiliary and branch members will join in church service there before we proceed to Hawk Junction, and we'll have the wreath laying ceremony in Hawk Junction, probably starting about 12:30, 1 o'clock on November 6th. So they need to come in a little bit earlier if they want them in Hawk. And then for Remembrance Day itself, if I have the orders by the Wednesday, so the 9th, I'm usually pretty good to get everybody accommodated.
That's quite reasonable. So let's go back a little bit and talk a bit more about the Poppy Fund and what the Poppy Fund supports. Where does this money go?
Well, the main purpose of the Poppy Fund is support veterans and their families. And the second priority is to ensure that we talk to our youth, tell them about Remembrance Day and what it means. As we get further away in generations, a lot becomes forgotten. We also can donate some of that money to different organizations, especially for medical research and procurement. Basically, our Poppy Fund in Wawa donates to the Legion Charitable Foundation, and local organizations, especially our hospital, can apply for funding, and Lady Dunn Hospital has been quite successful each year that they apply for that. We can also donate to the Cancer Center in Sudbury, where the people of Wawa are referred to, and different things like that.
All right. And as you referenced, we're a couple weeks away from Remembrance Day. What is the plan? Are we going back to the old tradition of meeting at the cenotaph and then a service afterward?
Yeah, we're going back to the old routine. So we'll meet at the Legion about 10:30 on the 11th, and we'll parade to the cenotaph for a wreath-laying ceremony outside, and we're once again able to hold our service at Mishapocotton High School.
That is great to hear. I know the last couple years have been problematic, but it's nice to see a return to that tradition.
Oh, for sure. It's great.
Is there anything else you want to make sure people know? Anything else you want to say as the Poppy campaign gets underway or as we approach Remembrance Day?
We like to remember the veterans that passed away, of course, and also Canadian Armed Forces serving us now. You know, in the last couple of years, they've been dispatched to forest fires, floods, hurricanes, and they're still doing their job. We thank them for that. And of course, this year on September the 8th, we lost Queen Elizabeth II. She actually was a veteran of World War II. She served in the British Army in the Auxiliary Territorial Service in the Mechanical Division in 1945. She was, and I haven't heard this word before, her rank was second subaltern, and her duties were driving and maintaining primarily ambulances. She was later promoted to junior commander. All through my life, she's been the queen, and that was quite a loss. She's always been a steadfast and comforting figure. So we'll be remembering her, as well as the fallen soldiers.
Of course. Well, thank you so much for your time.
Well, you're welcome, Daniel, and thanks to yourself and Jam FM for always supporting the Legion and providing me with your time.
Once again, that is Larry Harvey from Royal Canadian Legion Branch 429 joining us for Town Talk, heard at 9:30 Thursday mornings on Jam FM.